AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama got some good news from the Supreme Court. The justices upheld his health care law.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
The president said he hopes the fighting over health care ends with this ruling. But House Speaker John Boehner says that's not going to happen.
It's raising costs for people. It's pushing people out of the ability to afford health insurance. And it needs to be dealt with.
And Congress did give the president final approval on his trade package. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
A day after the fast-track trade bill won final approval, the House passed and sent to the president for his signature a trade preferences bill that renews funding for a program to retrain workers impacted by trade agreements. New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell says it's not as good as it sounds.
This bill slashes funding for worker training by 20%.
Even though they support helping the workers, House Democrats defeated the TAA bill, as it's known, earlier this month in hopes of scuttling Fast Track. This time around, all but six voted for it. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Iran and Cuba are two countries the U.S. is trying to improve relations with. Iran and Cuba also show up on a new report on human rights abuses. In Iran,
widespread reports of torture, political imprisonment, repression against ethnic and religious minority communities, government harassment of journalists, bloggers, activists, and so forth.
Assistant Secretary of State Tom Malinowski says engagement is not the same as endorsement. The DA in Berkeley, California, has opened a criminal investigation into a fatal balcony collapse there that she says could lead to involuntary manslaughter charges. Nancy O'Malley did not discuss any possible target of the investigation. The healthcare ruling from the Supreme Court gave hospital stocks a boost, but Greece's financial situation dragged down Wall Street. The Dow finished down 73 points. This is AP Radio News. An American Spanish language network is dropping next month's Miss USA pageant and the bigger Miss Universe because it's connected to Donald Trump.
Univision says it will no longer carry the Miss Universe pageant because of what Donald Trump, part owner of the pageant, said about Latino immigrants when he announced his candidacy for president last week. Trump asserted Mexico is sending its drug dealers and rapists north.
They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection.
New York-based Univision has the nation's fourth or fifth largest network audience. It says its news division will continue to provide full coverage of the presidential contenders, including Trump. Warren Levinson, New York.
Dustin Diamond, the actor who played Screech on TV's Saved by the Bell, was sentenced to 4 months in jail for stabbing a man in a bar fight in Wisconsin. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.